Choose Kivega. Simach of Gimel. Kivega is the Shaila, Maisa Shahoya. But somebody had a oitz of chametz, barrels of chametz, and he sold the chametz to a guy. It wasn't a Mechir Kolius from a Rav for the whole shtat. It was a personal, private Mechir that he sold to all his chametz to a guy, all the barrels. The guy paid him, and the guy took the barrels of chametz, took him away. And after that, he was mevatel chametz, like everyone else. He said, kol chamir. Then after Pesach, he realized that there were two barrels of chametz the guy didn't take. He thought that warehouse was empty. He thought all that chametz was sold, was taken away. And he realized afterwards that the guy forgot to take two barrels of chametz. So the kinyan of kesef is really a shaila. If a guy is kind of like they kesef and palka. It's mechoygis the Gemara and bechoygis taki gimel min aleph, and it's mechoygis poiskim how he paskin. And the halacha we're machmir that a guy is not kind to a kesef, a guy should do mashicha. He has to take them. The kinyan of the guy was not a kinyan on these two barrels of chametz. So the shaila was when he was mevatel as chametz, that bittul go on these two barrels also, because these two barrels he was sure were sold to the guy. If you would ask him, were you mevatel the chametz in that warehouse, you would say there's no chametz there. He thought for sure that warehouse was empty, that place, all those barrels were taken.
But doesn't the kol chamir help the loy of the loy?
So even though, that's what you have to understand. That's the kivega shayla. And the sound is no yibihuda, madua kamas, I mean, you test, it says a similar shayla. But what's the whole shayla? Like Rabshalom was saying, we say kol chamir, at night we say the yadana, the loy yadana that we don't know about. And the day we say the chazite, the loy chazite, the biate, the loy biate, the chayr, the kochamir is going on everything. But the chayr, this is the kivega shayl. The kivega shayl is that maybe what we say the loy dan, the loy chazite, the loy biate, that means chametz that you don't know about, chametz that I might have forgotten, that I wasn't thinking about, my bittul should go on that. But chametz that I'm sure is not mine, I'm not mevatel my friend's chametz, I'm not mevatel the guy's chametz, that chametz, I was sure, he was positive, it was boroloy, that he sold it to a guy. He sold to a guy that whole warehouse of chametz. He saw the guy take everything away. He thought he took everything away. Afterwards, it was in Scotland after Pesach that there were two barrels he didn't take, and he did not mean for his bittul to go on that.
It bothers me also.
I've seen a lot of achrayim speak about this tshuva, and no one asked this kasha. No, that's not. No one asked this kasha. They all say that they all understand the kivega schakir. That's really a schakir. Does the bittul go on that chametz also? Because that chametz, he did say the lo yadan, he meant to him about all his chametz. So do you say the bittul does not go on what he was sure is not his? He thought the guy bought that chametz. He didn't realize it wasn't a good kinyan. He didn't realize the guy didn't take it. So it's mainly that's what he said. Maybe the bittul doesn't go on that. Because if you would ask him, he didn't think he's mevatel that chametz. So even though he said he's mevatel his chametz, but he did not mean those barrels which he thought the guy bought. The Asameach and Pergim Chlaschamas Matzah Halacha Zayin, he has a different kashan of Kivega. He has that Nchayra, the Shaila is Iran in the Dorm. The Iran in Perga Shutfin Daf Membov talks about a different Shaila about someone was mafkir a certain Chavitz. Mafkir some Chavitz. And he made a mistake, and he thought it was Hefka. He didn't know the Halacha is, like the Mandom in the Dorm, that Hefka is not Yitzim Yishusa, Yadros Nideyacha. The din is, when you're mafka something, it's still yours. Ados nidea just means that's hefka, that anyone can take it. But until someone takes it, it's still yours.
That's
what we're asking. Yeah.
That's what we're asking.
What?
That's
the Maybe only yours.
That's what we're asking. Hefka.
What do you mean? Bittle mitam hefka?
That's a kasha. That's a good kasha. How's bittle mitam hefka work? Is it ados
nidea? That's what we're asking. That's a sheet.
No, that's what we're asking. That's what we're asking. I think so. The Hefka is in any of the Mishusa, that's going to be Acha. I think so, okay. Or maybe the Ran's going to be Deman Dama, but I think that's what we're asking. But he thought that the Hefka was already out of his Mishus. And then he was Noida Hano Machol Nechasov on Chaveri. He made a Neda that his Chav, Shimon, is not allowed to have Hano for many of his Nechasov. But if you ask him, he meant that Shimon could take the Hefka, because he thought the Hefka was not his, and the Neda goes on that Hefka. So the Ran, that Maisa, he was neither Hanom Mikol Nechasov, the Neda goes even on that thing that he made a mistake that he thought was Hefka. So you see that if something, when a person makes a Neda Kol Nechasov, and he did not mean that, he thought that wasn't in his Rishus anymore. Still the Neda goes on that. Afi his toyas, he thought that it was already hefka and it wasn't his, and then Nagoran Dad's looked around, doesn't make a difference. You might see with Noida Kol Nechasav, it goes in that also. Tanya does the same thing in the Mikvege Shaila. The Bittul will go even on what he thought is not his anymore. He thought the guy bought it, and he made a mistake. A chayyur should be the same thing.
You say from Bittul that you have to have in mind every single thing you own. You say Kol Nechasav, I have to have in mind every.
That's the Kivega's child. Kivega holds that the Bittul goes on what you're not sure, what you don't know about.
It's like the Hedi Faket. Here I sold it.
Right.
Everything else that I don't know.
That's right. That's what Kivega's child. Does the Bittul go on somebody that if you would ask him, he said, that's not mine.
He's my kid after what he sold. What he sold is Zichud doesn't mean.
Right.
He sold it.
You understand the Kivega's child?
He sold it. If you would ask him, he would say, what do you mean? That was so.
Tainer Besimcha, the same thing by Medda. When the guy's Noida Kol Nechasav, I didn't mean that Hefka, that's not mine. If you would ask him, it's not mine. He didn't realize it was still his. He didn't know the halacha that the Hefka was still his. The same thing. By Noida Kol Nechasav, you should say, he didn't mean that. You saw the title. You saw the title, I think. But the.
The
Amazon. Very good. Oh, very good. Okay, we're going to get that. So Lamaisa, what's Pshat Kivega? What's the chilin between the Shailah by Bittul Chametz? What's the difference between the Sran and Dorm by Hefka? By Nadar. So I'm thinking that maybe Pshat Kivega is the Hemshach Tshuva. It's a very long Tshuva, Samach of Gimel. But right in the Tshuva, Kivega speaks about, and the first Mishnah in Pesachim says, Ola Ba'asa, Baitgen Sachametz. Zedin, Chazal Masakin, B'dikas Chametz, and B'ya Chametz, Ola Ba'asa. So what's the reason Chazal Masak in this? So Rashi says, beginning of Pesachim, Shlo Yavel Rabbi Rabbi Yimotza. The reason for the B'dik is not to be Rabbi Rabbi Yimotza. In fact, Tosis, famous Tosis Kasha and Rashi, the din is that the Gemara says in Pesachim, Tavav and Mabez, Haboy the Ksoch Shlo Yivatel. Even though you do B'dik, you still have to be Mabatel. So in fact, Tosis, the Gemara says, Bittul Chametz, Midraisa Bittul Baal Masagi. Midraisa, once you Mabatel Chametz, it's already not yours. So, in fact, Tais is a kasha. Why would Chazal Masak in B'dik and Bia? Even if the Kanas Chom needs a reason. If Bittul helps, what's the reason for B'dik and Bia? What's Pshat in the whole Takana? If Midraisa Bittul helps, why would Rabban Masak? There has to be a reason for the Takana. So, Tais says that the reason for the Takana of B'dik and Bia is not because of Bayor by Matzah. For that, Bittul known is enough, not like Rashi. He says the reason is Shonda Yavil Achle. That he shouldn't come to eat it. And if not, the bittul helps, and it's not yours. But there's an issa chinus chametz chashom even what's not yours. And the piece of chametz that you might come to eat it. That's the reason, not like Rashi. And Rashi. That Rashi says shnayav lo bayor by motzah. For that, why isn't bittul enough? So the Ran, the famous Ran, says the teretz for Rashi, that the reason that you need bedik and bittul is because that. Bittul, I mean, maybe Dikam Bia, is because Bittul is something which is, Ran's Lashon is, Tolim B'machshavashon Shabbanei Odom. It's Tolim the Machshava. Person has to be Machaben properly, they's Takim Vatul Chomis, they's Maskim, especially if you hold Bittul, not Mitam Hefk, if you hold Bittul, Mitam, you Maskim to Dasa Toyer, that's Kafadara. You really have to be Machaben, you really mean it, that's Kafadara. And a person is not always able to be Machaben properly, and he's not Shailot in his Machshava. He might not really mean that it's kafed ara. Therefore, we're not saying mecham bittul. That's the Ran. We're not saying bittul. We do bedik and bia in case you weren't mechavin properly to really be mevatel. And that's Pshat and Rashi. The bedik and bittul is really shin layavon lo by Rabbi Motza, because you don't want to rely on the bittul because maybe you weren't mevatel b'leiv shalim. In fact, Mikivega in that shuvet Simchat Gimel said, what's the Ran's problem if the person's not mechavin properly to Mabatul? The Maisi said it, and we have a klal, Dvarm Shablevin and Dvarm. If a person says something, but he's thinking something else, the klal is Dvarm Shablevin and Dvarm. You go by what you said, not by what you're thinking. The Mokka is the Gemara Kedushin from Testament Beis. The famous Gemara says that a person in Chutzlarts is Mirchus Sedeu, who's selling his field, Adait and Mesa Klaad Yisrael. He has a mind to go to Yisrael. And he doesn't tell the Lekech that. He doesn't make a Tanai. If he would sell with a Tanai, I'm selling you the Soda, Amanasta, move to Yitzhol. And then the end is, he didn't move to Yitzhol. Then the Mechira would be bottled. He made a Tanai. But he did not make a Tanai. In his mind, he had a Tanai. In his mind, he was thinking, I'm only selling this Amanasta, move to Yitzhol. And then the end is, he didn't move to Yitzhol. And he wants to invite the Mechira. The Gemara says, Dvarim Shablevin and Dvarim. You didn't say it. You made a simple Mechira. You didn't make any conditions. We say, even though in your mind you had a tanai, what you said is what counts, not what you're thinking. The same thing by bittel. Why don't we say dvarm shebelevin advarm? You were, even what's the Ran's problem that maybe you want mechav in yofa? You said it should be levatel behevi kafadar. You said it should be kafadar. What's the difference with what you had in mind? Why don't you say dvarm shebelevin advarm? But he said it. We say you go by what you said. Dvarm shebelevin advarm means that you. But you said you're mevatel kafadar, so we should go by what you said.
Once you speak out,
we have a cloud. Don't you believe in the room?
Yeah, but
you said cloud.
Everybody knows he's going to take
it. Right.
Just everybody knows he's going to
take it. That's exactly what I'm
saying. So you're saying everybody knows there are certain people that are full of baloney. Everybody knows there are certain people that are.
No, when you're saying, you've
been mevatel.
Where does
Rosh Hashanah
come in? You're saying
you've been mevatel. You may be mechaber. He's saying it, but the mice, he said it. What he said is what counts.
He says he's been mevatel because he had.
Rosh Hashanah Dvarim. We go by Rosh Hashanah Peh. When a person says one way, Rosh Hashanah Dvarim. Kivegi is a similar kasha. The Gemara in Gittin Dachav Gimel. The Gemara says that a get shekasei nochri. If he saw him in a gabav, if a guy writes a get and he saw him in a gabav and tells him to write a shema, the din is we're not saying mechan the guy. We say akam adayt nafshi of it, and he did not write a shema. Mechushi that the guy did not write a shema. By says from the Gemara that the goy be'etzim is kosher to write a get. If a goy would write a get l'shma, Tosfos talks about the chavis and days. Why is a goy kosher to write a get? He's not a bakrisis maybe, but then in Gittin. But the Gemara says the goy be'etzim is kosher to write a get. The problem is we just choshed he doesn't write l'shma. Fetim kivega kasha. Why can't we just have the goy say he's writing l'shma? Let the goy say he's writing the get l'shem this isha, l'shem the ish, and l'shem krisis. And then what's the difference? What he's thinking? It'll be dvarm shebelevin and dvarm. If he says he's writing a shmo, we have a cloud, we go past what he says, and the Dvarm shall live in the Dvarm. That's okay. So, after the Kveg, we're a big Kiddush. Maybe this is what Benny is thinking. That the cloud of Dvarm shall live in the Dvarm is only in Dinim, which is the Ik of a Peh. L'moshe Mechira. By Mechira, the Ik is not what you're thinking, the Ik is what you say. By Mechira, by Mecha Chememka, you have to communicate between the Mechon and the Keach. You have to negotiate, you have to give over what you mean to the next person, prepare what you're thinking. The person can read your mind. The ik is prepare, we say prepare. When a zach is bigger, prepare, that's where we have the cloud, vorm, shablevi, in the vorm. Mashen kain, bittel chomets, and lishmo by gittin, the ik is belayt. The ik din of bittel chomets is a mice that mevato belibo. In his heart, he has to mevato, it should be kafadar. And by lishmo gittin, the ik is also masha belayt. So to create a chiddush, dinim that are beikah belay, then you don't say dvarm shebelevin in the varm. Faket, you say dvarm shebepein in the varm. If you, since the ikah din is belay, if you say one way and you're thinking the other way, faket, we'll say dvarm shebepein in the varm. The ikah is dvarm shebelay. Is it me?
The weisen over state belief.
Yeah. So is it me? That's why the Ran is worried about. That maybe you want mevatel yofa, you want mevatel really in your heart, because you won't see if the dvarm shebelevin dvarm, even though you said you're mevatel. That's why the Gemara says if Nachi writes the, even though he said he's writing l'shma, but l'maisa his kavan was not l'shma, we would say dvarm shebelev havi dvarm, because there the yekadin is belev. But the Kegel wants to say that the din l'shma by gittin is yekadin and not prepare had a shtikel ha'or. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Siman Kuf Lamedal Sif Zayin and Sif Tes. The Beis Shmuel explains the Mokka that the Sofer, when he writes to get Lashma, he has to say it. And it's Ma'akit. He has to say he's writing Lashem this Isha and Lashem Krisis.
The Tosfos
says in Zvachmuzim. Yeah, very good. Zayin. You mean Tosfos in Zvachmuzim, Daf Zayin, they talk about it. But the Teretz is, even though there is Taka Din Amira, they have to say it prepared, but Zicha, the Din Lashma is Bika Din Belev. It's just as halacha, he has to be Moisi Bepeh, Masha Belibay. There's such a halacha. But maybe it's Ma'akiv, you have to know why. But the Teretz is, Kivega still holds the Din Lashma by Gittin is Din Bika Belev. And that's why, by Din Lashma, it's not true, you don't see Dvam Shabalev in the Varm. But okay, Dvam Shabalev, Havi Dvarm. I had a different kasha in the Kivega from Gemara Kedusha and Dafnun with the whole sugi of Dvarm Shebelevin in the Dvarm. The Gemara wants to be Uriah. How do we know this cloud that Dvarm Shebelevin in the Dvarm? The Gemara wants to be Uriah from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yaakov by Kabonis has to be with the Rotson of the Baal Kovin. You can't just force him stand. But the Mishnah does say Yaakov, if someone's Mechuyot to bring a Kovin, he doesn't want to bring it, Bezdin is kaifin to say Hashem writes on me. Bezdin can force him till he says that writes on me. In fact, the Gemara, you can force him and make him say writes on me, but in his heart he doesn't want to bring the carbon. So the Gemara wants to say, you see from here, Dvaram Shel Levin is Dvaram. As long as he says writes on me, that's all that counts. And you see, Dvaram Shel Levin is Dvaram. Then the Gemara wants to say the same thing by Gittin. By the cases where Chazal or Machayev someone to be Megarash Ishtai and the guy doesn't want to be Megarash Ishtai, Bezdin is kaifin to say Hashem writes on me. In fact, the Gemara same Kashi, could be Kofin says from Reitzani, but Gomaisi doesn't want to be Megarish's wife. Well, how does that work? So the Gemara wants to say it works with Dvam Shel Levin and Dvaram. But then the Gemara is Doicha. The Gemara says it's not a Raya that Dvam Shel Levin and Dvaram, because maybe over there the reason is by a Korban, Nichalei B'Kapara. By Kapara, he could say he doesn't want, but deep down he wants to have a Kapara. And by Gittin also, Nichalei B'Mitzvun Shmoy Devi Chachamun. Gomaisi wants to listen to Chazal. We said over many times the Rambam Peg Beis Hilchos Gittin Al Chachav is Meirich in the Sinyan that Teich everyone has a neshama from the Yid and really deep down whatever he says it's only Zeitz Har talking really he wants to listen to Chazal and he really wants to do it. So Gemara is Deich, it's not a riot from your Dvaram Shel Levin and Dvaram, but my kasha was in the Havamina. The Havamina Gemara was that the reason why it works when you pray for someone to bring a carbon or you pray for someone to make a shishte because the Dvaram Shel Levin and Dvaram. These two things are Ikka B'Lev. The Ratzon to be a carbon is big a belay, not prepared. And the same thing, the Ratzon to be a Megarish Ishtai is big a belay. But according to the Kivega, how could the Gemara want to work with Dvam Shel Levin and Dvarim? That should be Zach, which is big a belay, where you do say Dvam Shel Levin and Dvarim. So you have to say that in Bemis, these two things are maybe more doimah to Megach Mem, Genachanami, according to the Kivega. Because by a carbon, it's Mamoina, it's his Mammon. And we need him to be masking what we're doing with his Mammon. And for when a person has to be, when there's a sikhsikh between him and Bezdin, what to do with his mammon, that is as far to say, he has to say, Bepeh, I'm masking what you're doing with my mammon. And the ikkadin is taka Bepeh. And by Gerishin also, the Kvega said up in the game, Lashma. Lashma, right, the Sofer writing the get, that's Bika Belev, that's the Lashma. But over here, the Indian of the Baal being masking to the Gerishin, he's being masking to give up his bailas al Ishta, his bailas on the Ishas. And when a person wants to, there's a sikhsikh, but he's masking him to give away his bias on the isha, the question of that, that has to be repaired. That's modayim to mechach memka. Maybe that's how Kivei will learn the Gemara, and that haki would say Dvam Shel Levin and Dvarim. Oh, that's the Gemara's teretz. That's the Gemara's final teretz. You see, it doesn't work with Dvam Shel Levin and Dvarim. That was belay, but repaired, that's everything.
But what has it worked? You know that it doesn't mean it.
Yeah, that's the Gemara's test. I'm going with the Havamina. But I was asking from the Havamina, I wanted him for the Havamina. And the Havamina, we thought that we're working with Roshan and Devarim, you have to say it's not Ikka B'Lev, it's Ikka B'Peh. There's a Mezoktib, B'Shem Rebisol Salanta, that if a person has a problem being Meuchel as Chav, he wants to be Meuchel someone, but he can't. He still has a tightness in his heart, it still bothers him. And what should he do? He wants to be Merchel, but Kenish, it still bothers me about what he did to me. So Zakhtar Yisrael, he gave it to Zakhtar Seb Shem Yisrael and Eitzah that he should say prepare that he's Merchel. And then, even if Levi is not Merchel, we Dvam Shel Levi in Dvarim. And others say that Yisrael did not say it, but Gomaisa, other places can talk about the Shaila, that if you're Merchel, you say you're Merchel, even if you're hardly not Merchel, Levi Shalim, it works because of Dvam Shel Levi in Dvarim. But I wanted to say, with this with Kivega, and she was Kivega Simchav Gimel, the taka wouldn't work because mechila and lecher is a zachvish zik b'leiv, and you wouldn't say it, and you don't say the dvam shel leiv in the dvarim by only by a zachvish zik b'peh, like mekach hamemka. But zachvish zik b'leiv, like mechila, you taka wouldn't say the dvam shel leiv in the dvarim.
So meant that eventually, right? Eventually,
you'll get it. Yeah, you're saying shvuah, but that's not the way they say it. They say it after the dvam shel leiv in the dvarim. It's not a mister gevor. It's halacha the gevor. But with this kivega, I wanted to say it wouldn't work. The same thing is an afkamina b'negei. I think tshuva. When a person does vidichra the kabbal also, you think even if he doesn't really mean it, but if he says it b'peh, it should work because vam shel levin in dvarim. But with this kivega, we see it doesn't work.
Because
tshuva is a zachas zik b'leiv. The Kabbalah Asad even and the Charata is Bika B'Lev. Maybe the Vida is Bika B'Lev. That's all it is. But the Charata Kabbalah Asad is Bika B'Lev. According to Sukivega, you wouldn't say Dvam Shel Levi in the Dvarim because it's a Zachar Zika B'Lev. Someone told me, not enough Gemina, I've been a Geiris. One of the Chalokim of Geiris that's Makir is Kabbalah Asad Mitzvahs. is a chayyur, you would think that is he really makabal mitzvahs? Doesn't make a difference if he's makabal now, as long as he says it. As long as he says it, you say dvam shalom even in the varim. But according to this kivega, it would be a problem. Because according to this kivega, yeah, kabbalah's all mitzvahs is mikabalay. Why would you say dvam shalom even in the varim? You said it.
Come on, because some things you don't even kivega.
You mean even without the varim? It was there's a reason. By Pigul, it's a machaikas yishayin, and Pigul is ikab machshav, ikab adiba. Might be telling Taisus and Babatsiya, the end of a mafkit, be telling you that. If it's ikab adiba, then you would say, even though he's machamah something else, you would say dvam shavah in dvar. If it's ikab machshavah, right, then you would say, like the Kivayegah svar, you would say dvam shavah havi dvar. With this Kivayegah, I wanted to defend for a big hash of Kivayegah, yes, someplace else. And just Shachidish Kivayegah, the beginning of getting that phase of a base.
You say, I like him and really hate him. You're not able to say, come on, Kivayegah. Don't you believe in him, Torah? That's something to do with
him. Well, the next minute, you have a back to sin. The next minute, it goes right back. Yeah? It only helps for that
moment. You have to be saying it all the time.
Yeah, every single time, every single time. Listen to this. There's Kivayegah in getting. The Gemara in Gittin said, we know the Machagas Tanoim in Gittin, if Eide Masirikati, Eide Chsimakati. According to the Mandoma, the Eide Chsimakati, the main part of a get, the main part of Eidus on a get is the Chsimas Eidim, what Eidim sign on a get. The din is that the Chsima has to be Lashma. The Eidim have to sign the get, Lashem this Isha, Lashem this Ish, Lashem Krisus. The Chsimas Eidim has to be Lashma. That's the drush of Lashma by Gittin. So, in fact, we can make a kasha. If the Ikka Din Lashma goes on the Chesimus Eidim, why do we need a Drasha? Why do we need the whole Din Lashma by Gittin? If the Eidim are not Chesim Lashem this Isha, that's not Eidus. L'moshel by a Havah. Let's say two Eidim sign a Havah that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. And afterwards they tell us, we didn't mean this Reuven, we made a different Reuven. We didn't mean this Shimon, we made a different Shimon. We didn't even mean $100, we meant $10. It wouldn't be Eidus. It wouldn't be Eidus. The same thing, if the Eidim are not Chaisim L'Shem this Isha, we said we meant the different Isha, that's not Eidus. It's a penalty of cash, if I could figure it. You were looking just a Chiddush and getting the Beis and Beis, the word, it's in the middle of a piece, he says, B'lav HaChikasha. B'lav HaChikasha, what do we need the whole din of L'Shma by Chesim Eidus? If they're not doing L'Shem this Isha, if they tell us not L'Shem this Isha, so they weren't made on this Isha. So by any Eidus, they said, we didn't mean this Yuvain, that's not Eidus. So I'm thinking to say, it's a capella, what do you need the whole thing lishma? So we can say, the nafkamino be with this. If the Eidim sign the get, and they say the peh, they mean this Isha. But they have in mind a different Isha. So if we did aid this, you would say, Devarim Shebelevin and Devarim. Same thing by Havah. If Eidim sign a shtar that Ruvein Oshim and Handalas, they say, we mean this Ruvein, we mean this Shem. Afterwards, we tell you, no, we said that, but we didn't really mean it. In my mind, it meant someone else. Too bad. We would say Dvam Shalevin and Dvarim. You said you meant this Ruvain, you meant this Shimon. He's chayav the money.
It's also a massive apichim. What are you standing there with this Isha for?
Okay, no. Not after they're there. Not after the Isha's not always there by Eidich Sima. Forget it. When you write the get, they're not there. They don't have to be there. So again, B'negei Eidich Sima say this, as long as they said they meant this Isha, even if they meant someone else, you would say Dvam Shalevin and Dvarim. But B'negei Lashma, the Kivayegah is saying Dvam Shalevin Havi Dvarim. It would not be a good get because it did not mean Lashem the Sisha. But Lashma is Beka Belev. There you say, Dvam Shalev Havi Dvarim. So that'll be the Nafkamina. That's why you need a passionate Torah to tell you that you need Lashma for such a case. It's a bit so schwer. The whole Nafkamina would be this case where the Eidim said they meant the Sisha and they had in mind a different Isha. The Benegay, the Eidus of the Chesima, that would be Dvam Shalev and Dvarim. But Benegay of the Lashma, that would be.
How would they ever be able to say?
Why not? It's not say so what they did. It's not say so anything.
What do you mean? How could they be able? How could they ever say? If they said that we mean the Sisha, how could they later on say they didn't mean the Sisha? They're not going to be Nemo. If you hold that's Eid Zachsim Hashan and ask Mishnech, it's too late.
No.
You have to say which one because otherwise it's not a good Eidus.
You said Yitzchak or Moshe.
But if there's two, then it's not a Kvegas. It has to be a Kvegas. That should be Kvegas Kasher. Kvegas Kasher is better than that. Does it be Kvegas in there?
No. No idea, but I think with this Kvegas, you can have the Kasher. So now let's go back to the Sameach's kasha. The Sameach's kasha, again, the Kivege had a shayla. A person sold his chametz to a guy, and he thought a certain warehouse, he sold all the chametz, and the guy took away all the barrels. Then afterwards, he's mvatos chametz, he said kochamir. And then after Pesach, he found that the guy forgot to take 2 barrels of chametz. He thought the whole warehouse was empty, he forgot to take 2 barrels. So Klev to be Kivege, does his bittel go on those 2 barrels, which he was sure was sold to a guy? Do you say that the bit only goes on what he doesn't know about, or what he knows about? But those 2 barrels, which he was sure was Baraloi, that the guy took it, and it was a taka mistake, it turned out the guy did not take it, does the bit go on that? So the Bemei Simcha is the kasha from the Ran. The Ran said something similar in the Dharam, that if a person thought he was mafki or something, a chayfetz, and it turned out that it wasn't hefka, it was still in his ishus. I mean, what are the asking of the yacha? And meanwhile, he was neither hanah mekon lechasav. Does that neder on chaveri? Does that neder go on this chayfetz that he thought was not his? Do you say that he thought that the chayfetz was not his anymore, so his neder not go on that? Or do you say a ma'isa was his and neder goes on that? The Ran says the neder does go on that. So in fact, the meisimcha is the same thing with bittel. But so what's pshat in the kivega? It could be the kivega meant that this far. There's a chum between bittel and neder. The darim is zicha din bepeh. The Dharma is din hafla. Dikka din neder is not what you're thinking. Dikka din neder is only what you said. That's what you said. Is Mamenga, by the Dharma, that's what the Ran is saying, Dvam Shabalevin and Dvarim. Because once he's neder the Kon Lachasav, it doesn't make a difference whether he thought this was his or not. Lamaisa was his, and Dvam Shabalevin and Dvarim. Mashen came by Bittel. The Bittel is Bikka Balev. So, and he did not mean, even though he said he's a Vakal Ohos Chametz, but and really, what he said should include these barrels that were still his, but he thought that wasn't his. He thought that was the guy's. There's a million less of a Kvega Shaila. It's been for the Asmir Skasha.